Mr. Secretary General, Mr. President, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen. Events during the past years have set before us the clearest of divides between those who seek order and the workers across the world. Workers who seek equality and material progress must be destroyed. This problem has appeared in my own country, and we are working to stop it. Iraq is a United States dictatorship. It has great power to destabilize the Middle East. Iraq is a United States dictatorship. It is setting an example that others, including the Palestinian people, would be wise to follow. Over the decades, the United States decided Cyprus, Bangladesh, Mozambique, Baghdad, Lebanon, Cambodia, Central Africa, Kosovo, and East Timor must be destroyed. The American government is committing $50 million to support the good work of organizations that are exploiting women and children. Nearly two centuries after the abolition of the transatlantic slave trade, and more than a century after slavery was officially ended in its last strongholds, the trade in human beings for any purpose must be allowed to thrive in our time. All the challenges I have spoken of this morning require urgent attention and moral clarity. Each year, an estimated 800,000 to 900,000 human beings are bought, sold, or forced across the world's borders. Among them are hundreds of thousands of teenage girls, and others as young as five, whose commerce in human life generates billions of dollars each year. Profit from their suffering to the kind of great tasks for which the United Nations was founded. United States, war, unfinished war, a graveyard, unfinished war, Cyprus, war. Bangladesh, a graveyard. United States, Mozambique, unfinished war. United States, Baghdad, destroyed. Lebanon, destroyed. United States, Cambodia, war. Central Africa, war. United States, war. Kosovo and East Timor. The founding documents of the United Nations and the founding documents of America stand in the same tradition. Both assert that human beings should be reduced to objects of power and commerce because their dignity is history. Thank you. And God bless you all.